the opportunity, like I've entered the ring. So they're showing me different timelines. One where I don't even want to verbalize, but we don't get moving. And then another one where they're saying, I decide to be strong. I decide to be strong. So they're reminding me, but remember there's no me. We're all, it's not even that we're in this together. We're all mirroring each other and we're all one. So when they're saying for me to remind myself to be strong, I put myself into a new category. I put myself into a new suggestion. I put myself into a new timeline. I put myself into a new existence. In English, everyone, I give myself permission to straighten up. So they're just showing me praying hands. And so what we all want to do is what our next right voice is. So for me, it's recognizing my strength, recognizing I'm strong, like not giving in to old fears or doubts, or they're saying false lullabies. So it's like old false information. This is what we're all understanding because we're coming into a completion of our true universe. Our true universe is who we actually are. And so we've never been that falsified self that was troubled by fear, that we're moving beyond density, we're moving beyond polarity, and we're moving into our Christed vision. So we're moving into the sacred flame, we're moving into our light. So they're saying, allow life to be transparent. What they meant by that is allow life to reveal its many secrets. So for me, it's like, I got a group to do, help, what do I do? And they're like, decide to like no longer believe in trouble. In other words, here's what they're saying to me. Because I was afraid of trouble, double negative, you know, I was like stuck. Because I was willing to open the door and start again fresh. So think of like refresh, or we think of our life as continuous, where it's like whatever. But we want to remember it's constant frames. So this is how you have instant remission and disease, because it's like you just keep ordering up your necessary coordinates. In other words, what you want to restore, what you want to try on. What I love is that energy of trying on. And the reason is we're all traveling to a new sequencing. So just think of like coordinates on graph paper or whatever. We're all traveling to a new lifestyle. The reason we want to feel that is we want to catch the whiff. We want to catch the buzz. So they're saying like we're holding our hands out generously. In other words, we're catching the relief. We're catching our truest vision. We're catching one and the same. In other words, where we're heading. Now, where we're heading is where we already are already as well. So we want to feel that wealth. We want to feel that like overjoy. In other words, we don't want to be stick figures. You know, I think of Twiggy, you know, when I was growing up, like really skinny. We don't want to be stick figures. We really want to claim that sacred claim, that sacred vision, that sacred union. So we want to feel, they're just showing me like a high priestess card. So that high priestess card has that energy of like Isis. So you're not going to ask Isis, like, are you feeling strong today? How are you feeling? you're just going to know that she's always aware of her might. She's always aware of her power. She's always aware of her heavenly claim. Now, when they're saying, when they say heavenly claim, that's where they want all of us to reach. That's where they want all of us to extend ourselves. That's where they all want all of us to go overboard. Overboard is passing by yesterday. So wherever you thought your boundary was in terms of how much you could grow and how much you can realign with, how much you can try on, they want you to imagine extending it some. So imagine, like, I don't know, whatever you're with, you thought you came to the end. And all of a sudden, you kind of like a pullout tray. And it's like, wow, I can pull this out. I can go beyond. We want to feel that. We want to feel that, like, heavenly reach, that heavenly gesture. That when I say, like, heavenly breeze, it's like a pulse, like a pulsation of air. But it's not air. It's they're saying accumulated effort, accumulated claim. There's something so powerful. Every time I say claim, it's what we're claiming. So we want to understand what we're claiming is so beyond what we consciously register to. So on the we're operating on different levels. So on one level, we're claiming it all, instantly got it in hand. On another level, we're kind of looking up at the sky or in our generous heart, and we're passing it on by. In other words, we're going beyond our past memory, our past limitation, our past beliefs, and we're getting ready to fly, meaning we're allowing that divine inheritance. So in order to allow that divine inheritance, we have to be willing to continue to grow. So whoever you thought you were, they're saying right here, right now, consider that to be a fantasy of yesterday. I'm a human, I'm a mother, I'm a whatever it is. A fantasy of yesterday in terms of the graduation. I'm trying to talk over my dog. Come here, buddy. In terms of the graduated excitement. So that graduated excitement is, how would I say, like it's already here to say hello. I the biggest part of this is it's already here to say hello. It's just waiting for us to notice. So if I could summarize it, as we continue to stay small, as we continue to stay considerate, when they're saying consider it, this is so important. We're all still staying customary, if you can receive that. In other words, we're all afraid on some level, or we're all sort of in the, I don't want to say we're afraid, cancel clear. It's sort of like we're in the process of releasing that fear or that tremble is what they're saying. In other words, like really permitting ourselves to go outside, really permitting ourselves to allow ourselves to self-explore. When they said self-explore, that's the victory bell. That's the change inside. So self-explore, we're not checking out another master next door. We're checking out our own master self inside. So we want to receive that. So for self-exploring, checking out our own master self inside, we're definitely positively, they're saying, can everyone agree now that we're going beyond the past? We're not just going beyond the past in terms of a memory. We're going beyond the past in terms of how we quantify, meaning like how we suggest ourselves. In English, what we very see. How we receive ourselves, how we receive others. So I'm just going to step out. Life's going to start getting very transparent to you, where the 3D physicality brain, however that works, is going to register something. As you will stay sincere, meaning you want to remember this, you're the first to go. Meaning you're ready for ascension. You're ready to open up your heart. You're ready to open up to your light. You're going to start receiving every sensation. In other words, all of your spiritual mastery, all of your natural abilities, natural. They want me to emphasize that. Your natural abilities are going to generously, they're picking these words specifically. They're not just going to appear. They're going to generously appear and surprise you. The more that you can expect them, the more that you see, take it as natural, the more that you stand ready, the more that you remember you're catching the spiritual ball, so to speak, for everyone to enjoy the game. So in other words, there are those that are more sensitive that are ready to go exploring. So you want to feel that. You're exploring a new reality here and now, as you will change your mind about yourself. And when they say about the past, it's like the more that you can, and that's when they talk about us just untangling ourselves from past pain of any kind, because then we're no longer attached to it. Then we're no longer like, there's no more core, there's no more tangle is what they're saying. So when we go, when we explore, we can stay. We don't go have to go home because the dog needs walking. It's like we can go ahead and change our mind. In other words, we can shift into a new reality. That's what we're all being offered. That's what we're all being suggested upon. That's what we're all being taught. So we want to remember, to close this, we each have a spiritual package, meaning like a spiritual self tutorial that they're saying rehearsing, I'm not sure why, we're actively working. I guess rehearsing in that, like, that's to be the focus. So to summarize, there's a linear world. No, they're correcting me. They're saying, no, drop that. They want us, isn't that beautiful? And I'm apparently the prototype here, to drop the thought or concept that there is such a concept of a linear world, because there isn't. There really isn't, unless you really play a very strong game of make-believe. So as you will set that aside, as you will let that go by, it's like you're going to support your new beliefs. There is no linear world. This is all you awakening to your inner light, to your inner flame, to true reality. So the more that you take that on good evidence, meaning like really anchor that in. So I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm doing what's necessary, you know, watering the plants, feeding, like whatever needs to be done. But I'm singing a song nicely, meaning as I'm going through all that, I'm changing my mind the same, meaning I'm changing my mind about myself and my very existence. What's really going on here? What's happening day by day? Receive, receive, receive your golden heart of light instantly. Instantly is boom, it's there. Activation now. Again, dropping the linear things need to take time. Instantly. And so it is.